Genesis chapter 23. Abraham buys a burial place for Sarah. Sarah lived 120 years. This was the length of Sarah's life. Sarah died in Kiriat Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Abraham rose up from before his dead and spoke to the children of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a foreigner living with you. Now, how many times do we read that in the last chapter that we had this morning, Genesis 22, of how Abraham was a foreigner and a stranger? And remember, we thought about what Paul says, that we are strangers and foreigners because we're on a journey. And where's our journey going towards?
God's kingdom.
That's right, towards God's kingdom. So we're like Abraham, travelling around all the time. He says, I'm a stranger and a foreigner living with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. The children of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my lord, you are a prince of God among us. Bury your dead in the best of our tombs. None of us will withhold from you his tomb. Bury your dead. Abraham rose up and bowed himself to the people of the land, the children of Heth. He talked with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and ask Ephron, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is in the end of his field. For the full price let him give it to me. Now Ephron was sitting in the middle of the children of Heth. Ephron answered Abraham in the hearing of the children of Heth, even of all who went in at the gate of his city, saying, No, my lord, hear me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it, in the presence of the children of my people. Bury your dead. Now he says, Oh no, you can have it for free. But you don't get anything for free, do you?
Yep.
It's always like you've got to pay something, and that is what happened. Now when you come to the New Testament, Paul talks about this, and he says, Isn't it strange that Abraham had been promised that he would inherit the land forever, but he had to buy a little piece of land in which to bury his wife. So, that means that the promise that God made him, that him and his seed, his children, would inherit the land forever, that hadn't come true, had it? Because he still had to buy his piece of land. So when do you think it would come true?
In the kingdom.
That's right, in the kingdom, when Jesus comes back. When Jesus comes back, Abraham will be resurrected, and he won't just get his little piece of land back, he'll get all the land and live there forever. So, Ephron has said, you can have the field for free, but he doesn't really mean that. And so Abraham knows that. So he says, I'll give you the price of the field. Ephron said, My lord, listen to me. What is a piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver between me and you? Bury your dead. So he's saying, Well, it's just worth 400 shekels of silver, but you can have it for free. In other words, give me 400 shekels of silver. So Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver. 400 shekels of silver, according to the current merchant standard. So the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah near Mamre, the field, the cave, and all the trees that were in the field, were deeded to Abraham for a possession. And Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah. The field and the cave were deeded to Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the children of Heth. Now, the Bible keeps on emphasizing this, doesn't it? That he was given the eternal inheritance of the land, but it's saying that every tree in this little field was noted, and he had to weigh the money for it, and they made a document that said, now this belongs to Abraham. It's emphasizing it, all the procedure that they had to go through, because of what Paul is saying, that, yeah, this land is our land, but it's not ours now. And this is where faith comes in, that you can spend all your life working to buy a piece of land and build a house on it, and it's yours until
you die.
Good, Daniel. Until you die.
Or if you want the house demolished.
Yes, but it's yours until you die. So there's nothing that we have forever in this life, but what we can do is to believe in the kingdom, and then we will have it forever.